Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Play that theme song wherever you feel like it.
Let's start that now.
Oh, people at home!
Let me talk to you!
Now get the guns, the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin. The guns, the fakes, the fraud, they're messing with me.
Rollins!
We want the smoke!
Woo!
Freak out!
Yeah! New Day!
Hey, yo!
You just made the list!
Enough is enough! And it's time for a change!
If I can be serious for a minute, for the love of God, stay away from the pit of dogs!
Move to the music, play that good music! Move it to the music, yeah!
Cheers! Acknowledge me.
Cheers, please!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony. I'm your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be an inebriator in an era in which it is great to be awesome. That would be DPP.
I think this is...
I'm getting too old for that.
Oh, boy. That gets you winded. You got a little more time to go here, PC. We just got started.
It's been 5.5 years since I even ran.
And
but I think we are not
this
alone.
I think this is a like DWI Agami here.
It's interesting. No, I think we've had these four people before on the same show, but they're all. Let me put it to you this way. Let's say they're this four of the top six in episode appearances join us today. Christopher Platt is not here. Dave Ungar is not here. But AJ Balazs, the Trivia Trickster, is back with some trivia. Found that out yesterday, I believe, or this morning or yesterday.
I don't remember. But I'm back. I got trivia. It's fun. And I've been on a show with our number four here.
Okay. All right. I don't remember when,
but I have been.
Well, the fourth
many
person
moons or, ago.
There he is. He is my co-host on The Oddity. He is none other than the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell, a.k.a. Dave Wirtz, joining the show today. Mr. Summerfest right now.
What can I say? I'm living the high life at the world's largest music festival. The one that had half of its acts this morning, all coming from one place, which were the School of Rock. So a bunch of underage performers. It was tremendous. Woo!
It's only opening weekend.
Every day for this opening weekend? So no, don't even try. Don't even try. Fuck you, Summerfest. I'm already on. You're already on my shit list.
Wow. Hey, guess who won't be letting the gate tomorrow?
Is this the kind of thing we can hear at Comedy Sports?
They're letting me through the damn gate regardless.
Sorry, sir. You're going to have to go teach summer school.
It's like Comedy Warts over here.
Me, and Tunny understand that joke.
I like that. That's a good one.
So anything special you see down there today? So Dave is actually hugely involved in Comedy Sports, like not only a wrestler and podcaster, but a great comedian, a trivia master, etc. Great friend, one hell of a lover, I hear. A wearer of hats and a buyer of Nerf guns. Is that good? Is that a good Yeah, you so like
they're
that?
Called Nerf blasters. They're not
Fuck
guns.
You. I take that beautiful
Tony.
Fucking intro back. I take the whole thing back.
Good.
I'm only
going to call it bullets next. No, they are darts. Get it fucking right.
I'm only introducing Tommy Rich from now on. It's the only one who appreciates me. Good old Wildfire. How have you been, though, Dave? What else have you been up to? Any shows or been any in the ring lately at all?
Still not in the ring. I had I had my eye surgery a couple of months ago, so I'm trying to let that heal up, give it that 6-month treatment. But I'm coming right around to that point, so that'll be nice, right?
How out of shape is your body? I mean, you probably at the stage where you try to take as few bumps as possible, but I mean, like
I was already not taking bumps. Okay. Are you kidding me?
You're past Miz level. You don't even take those bumps anymore.
Oh, I am a performance master.
Yeah, you
in
are
the art
though.
Of not taking shit.
Here's
it
the thing,
is
folks.
Tremendous.
You could give him a hard time for it, but the thing is, the guy has such an amazing way with the crowd and, you know, making his opponent get over regardless of what side of the fence he's on. Dave Wirtz is a storyteller of the highest regards, and I have gotten to witness that on a bunch of occasions.
You know, the last couple of shows that I was on, for one company, was a 4-month arc, right? Do you want to take a wild guess as to how many bumps I took over those 4 months?
2.
Because I kept track, by the way.
5.
0.
2.
5 on my end.
Probably 0.
2.
It's easy to keep track.
2.
0.
Was 6. Six bumps.
6. That's what I said.
So
six.
Good. I am an artist, okay? I am Dave Vinci. So go right ahead,
pizza
crown
funny.
My masterpiece in the background. And suck half of those cock. Bumps, half of those bumps weren't even real bumps. Like
that's
I
what
kind
I
of half fell over. They were pretty ugly, but I'm okay with that.
If it worked, it worked. Fuck it.
Well, it was part of the angle. I took a shitty bump on purpose. So that way we could feign an injury. And that way I could get the match like more or less disqualified. And then I hit her in the face. Yes. I did say her in the face with a belt. It was tremendous.
Two questions. That hat, is it mesh behind the gray, the back?
It is.
And it's adjustable, snap adjustable. How much are they down there?
32.
Are you going down there tomorrow?
I will be.
I'll PayPal you $32.
Yep. They are. It's like a wood paneling in the front too. Like
I can
real
yeah,
wood.
I can see that. I can
I was
see
just
that.
Gotta ask. Is it actually real wood?
I'm gonna PayPal you. I'm gonna PayPal you
linoleum. I'm sure, yeah. But
I'm gonna PayPal you $32 right now. Dan, you want to run the show for
three things? Or if you count,
you want to run the show for a little bit?
The loaded fries, and I spent like $172. It was tremendous.
While Tunney makes a PayPal send to Aesop Mitchell over there, we're going to go to commercial. How about that? And we come back.
Don't let you're it be for Summerfest, fuckers.
So you'll be ready, maybe.
Summerfest, hopefully. Thanks, Jeremy Piven.
All right, we'll be right back then.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 479. Here's a little pre-trivia trivia. Guess who's got a Summerfest hat coming to them sooner than later?
Damn.
PC Tunney. Thank you very much. Fuck you, AJ.
You're not my type.
Dave already gave Dan a hat. It's my fucking turn.
He didn't have to pay for that one.
He didn't make him pay for that.
It says DP on it. It's amazing.
Tony also bought me a shirt years ago that I still have yet to receive.
Tony also sent you $100 because he's a dumbass, so shut up.
Whoa. Yeah, don't even start with that. That wasn't like a gift.
I said I was a dumbass. Here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. That's what I prefaced it with, but here is the thing. Dave is such a good guy. He said, literally, don't worry about it. And I am someone who pays their losses, and I send him the money. So good on both of us. Right?
Well, you know what? It was a win in the making. I knew it at the time.
Just get me my fucking hat and shut up.
At this point, it's like I was gifted $132.
Oh, God. Are you...
And that's the last we heard of Dave Wirtz.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, yeah, you want to go see Superman and die halfway through the movie? That was really, not before I give you this hat. I was halfway through. That's why I get it before the movie starts. All right, we're going to start with this today. I don't know why you don't want to start with it, Dan. You called it.
Doesn't mean I wanted to see it.
He did. It's funny, if you listen to the show last week, he brings it up and he's talking about it and he's trying not to say Goldberg three times. And I think he even talks about not doing it. And he gets so into his argument that he ends up saying it two more times. And we had to play the music. But Dan did on the very show call the fact that this would happen, saying something to the sorts of Jey Uso had to lose his world title just so Goldberg could have a retirement match with Gunther for the world title. So I'm going to let DP go first here. We'll kick it over to Dave and then AJ. But Saturday night's main event, man. You know, I've said I want this to be like a Goldberg win and a Seth Rollins cash-in fake out where he whispers to the ref that it's for Braun Breaker. Braun Breaker spears Goldberg, takes the title from him that night. Let's do it. Ooh. Booking by Tony. There's a question in there somewhere, Dan. Go.
I'll say that I did not want this to happen. I did not want Mr. Berg to come back at all, one bit. I'm not looking forward to this. Mr. Berg. Alec Berg. I'm very happy that it's at Saturday night's main event and not one of the other PLEs or anything. So I guess I'm okay with that. But yeah, I don't need to see this guy in the ring ever again. He's old. He's terrible. I fear for how terrible this is going to go. I fully expect him to win. I fully expect that to happen and him to get cashed in on, because I don't think Gunther's holding on to this title. I think the only reason that this happened was for this match and basically to quickly transition it to someone else being Seth Rollins. So I see that totally happening. I don't understand why Jey Uso couldn't hold on to this title any longer, but here we are.
Was that to me? Is that what you're pointing at?
Yeah, my long-winded question had the order of you guys talking in there somewhere, but
oh, sure. Well, I mean, look, I love Goldberg, or rather, I loved Goldberg. At this point, it's not going to be pretty. It wasn't pretty when he was good, right? And now we get non-steroid old man Goldberg. I don't need it. I'm surprised this isn't on like Saudi Days Night's main event. Because that would have been way better. We could have just get some more blood money out. Honestly, pay-per-view called Blood Money held in Saudi Arabia works perfectly, people. Book it. It needs to happen.
That's already happened, though. I don't think he's a big deal over there anymore, right? They've seen him. They want to see some people, whatever. But listen, what does it do? It brings a lot of old wrestling fans and people outside of wrestling paying attention that can tune in on NBC on a Saturday night and they can see Goldberg again. It brings Who back
the fuck is coming back to see Goldberg?
Well, I'm not coming back. I never left. I've been around since he, before he
That's
was here.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not The Rock. It's not fans. Stone Cold, right?
I
like,
mean,
those are old
you,
head that draws.
I don't know, man. I agree. I follow Crowbar, old WCW guy who still posts a lot of stuff and is really active on social media. And he said the same thing. It's going to create money. It's going to create eyeballs. And if they do it right, it's going to be a success. They're like Dan said, it's not SummerSlam, right? It's not night one main event of fucking SummerSlam. It's not even Night of Champions anymore. It's Saturday night's main event.
Sure. It brings eyes to Saturday night's main event. So instead of 500 people, it's 560. Like, oh, I mean, God. It really isn't that many. And at best,
hey,
it's
Jay,
going
I didn't
to
know
bring
your brother
people,
was coming on the show today.
It's going to bring people to watch it on like Monday morning or Monday afternoon before Raw, where they can watch the highlights on YouTube. It's not going to bring people to watch the match. Besides, it's Goldberg, so it's only going to be a 4-minute match, and that means you can just watch it on YouTube. You don't need to watch Saturday night's main event.
I just want to apologize to the listenership. I forgot that Dave Wirtz hates wrestling nowadays.
Well, it's not that bad. But when it comes to Goldberg, we already know the match. He's put up the same fucking match 99.7% of his matches have been the same goddamn match. You're lucky if you get something good out of it. And more than likely, it's going to be a remix of Goldberg v. Taker.
Oh, God, I really hope not, because that was a dumpster fire in a fucking half. No, I agree with Dave where I understand that they were like, hey, he really wanted a match with Gunther or Big E. Big E's out of commission, so we have to have Big Meat slap meat. That's Goldberg should have taken a page out of Brock Lesnar's book. You can get a better match from a smaller guy. Just
Goldberg
saying.
Cannot get a better match from a smaller guy.
When Goldberg can't get a better match.
No, that's fair too. But when he's spear, jackhammer, military press, and you really can't do that with someone bigger, go smaller. Come on, what the fuck? But it's just like it was said, it's going to be a match where Seth Rollins cashes in, because I thought this was going to happen the night, well, the Monday after Money in the Bank, but it didn't happen. So this is when it's going to happen, like Tunney said, and God, you made me agree with Tunney. God fucking damn it. I really do need to be on more often.
Yeah, every once in a while you like to be right. Only every once in a while you agree with me. You see how that coincides?
Eat my whole ass. Anyway.
I thought you weren't his type.
Here's a spoon. Eat my ass.
But go ahead, AJ.
The only thing I was going to say was, and I know the three of you will agree to this, I didn't need a 5 to 8 minute promo from Goldberg saying, remember the last time I was in Atlanta and you were there? Remember when we just had to hear...
Your Goldberg is a lot better than some of the other impressions you've tried to do. Keep going with that.
No, I'm good.
He didn't like that. He didn't like
it's
that.
It's so
good.
Jewish.
I don't
want to
be,
it's wonderful.
I don't want to be gassed in 30 seconds. Thank you very much.
Might give himself
a
concussion.
Oh, don't say gassed after Jewish. That's a terrible thing to say, AJ.
I wasn't
ring the bell,
going
Dan. Ring the bell. Ring the bell for the advice given.
You know what? That's about the same length of a Goldberg match at that point, so it worked out great.
I'm not going with that joke. We're gonna go PC since there's Tunney, but remember when the only thing that we needed to hear from Goldberg on a microphone was "Who's next?" I don't need to hear 5 to 8 minutes of what happened the last time you were in the ring, because we want to forget the last time you were in a ring.
Get your fat kid to come back and cut a promo. I'm sure
he's not fat anymore. He's like a college football player.
Yeah, he's
Colorado, you know what? State. He should be wrestling, not Goldberg.
Sunberg. Sunberg might help him win.
I say, how much you bet he'll be there?
Sunberg. Ew.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's proceeding?
Dunbag.
After he had to take a final for that, who's proceeding after? What?
Yes. Yeah, it'd be great. And you know what? Like, here is an added thing, especially if the Seth Rollins cash-in is in the future, which I tend to agree with everyone on that as well. It's also another, like, super fast cash-in. Money in the Bank just doesn't have the same resonance. If you tell them that they have a year to cash in, what's the fucking point? At that point, change up the rules. Say now you have 30 days to cash in. If we're just going to cash in immediately every fucking time someone wins a goddamn briefcase. And I know there are exceptions to the rule. Sure, whatever. But I'm sure if you look at the history of the Money in the Bank briefcase, they have cashed that in far earlier than later.
Well, especially lately. I think, you know, if you want to talk about them holding on to the briefcase, let's say for at least 3 months, so a quarter of the allotted time, right? I would imagine that that's probably happened 20 to 25% of the time, honestly. We just don't remember it. We remember the recency bias, and it's been a lot of quicker things. The women's side doesn't help that because that happens a lot, but I'm glad we moved over to this now because that's another good thing to bring up. And for me, I already said what I want. I really, really, really want Seth to use this to get Braun Breaker a world championship. I think it's fucking brilliant, right? I'm okay if Seth uses it. That's fine. Like, but if Seth is the one to do it, like Dave's saying over here, let it stretch out. And Seth's the guy where you can do that. That's the problem. You don't always have the people who you want to win the Money in the Bank able to carry that out long enough where it's not like, this is getting fucking old. You know what I'm saying? So I'll go right back to you, Dave, and we'll go back around the other way to AJ and Dan, finish this one out. When do you see Seth cashing in? And do you see him cashing in for himself?
He better cash in for himself. There's no real point for the briefcase as well if you're going to give it to someone else. That doesn't make sense.
Faction, though, getting over the young guy in his faction. He can go after the other belt. He can fight Cena, Ruthless Aggression.
That is not how that shit works. If you try to explain that psychologically, that does not make sense. You are trying to climb to the top. Even if you are in that faction, that's why there are faction splits and fraying. Because, you know, they're like, well, I want to have that belt. Well, I want to have that belt. There's no, like, you know what? You should have that belt. You should have it. No, you should have that. That is stupid. I understand the idea, but that is, like, that's too big-brained.
Not for Seth with Paul. If he's got bigger fish to fry and he's the one that takes out John Cena and not Cody Rhodes. But, I mean, like, I hear you. And it's nice to have you on, someone that's actually in the wrestling business that is, you know, we come on here, we know, you know us, right? But we don't know like you do. Well, you don't know like when we have Max on, especially like, dude, I'll see Frank somewhere and he'll it'll be the weekend of a pay-per-view and he'll say something so random about the show. And sure enough, I'll show, you know, watch and you know, he's been around so long, you know, but go ahead. Finish your last thought there. I just thought that was a really key thing.
Like, you can try to think that big-brained idea, right? But what is the long-term payoff, and does that long-term story make sense? And legitimately make sense. Like, you can say, he wants to take out John Cena. But no one does that.
No, you want my long-term payoff? For it happening, for sure. Seth cashing in for Braun Breaker down the road, Braun resents Seth because he wanted to earn his first championship. He didn't want it handed to him like that.
But what the fuck does he care? He's got the belt down at that point.
But this is down the road. He realizes this.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even down the road, what does it matter? Like, do you want to earn $100 or do you want to just be given $100? I think either way, you're going to be happy that you got $100. And more or less, you're going to be happier.
Are you rubbing it in again? Are you rubbing it in right now?
Yeah, that's why I chose that money.
I was about to say, specifically $100.
Yeah, what a dick.
But again, if I gave you $100 or you had to work for $100, are you going to really care? Either way, you got $100.
I'll take $100.
AJ. PayPal me? Hey, Dan, you look like $100. I
feel like $100.
The backdrop is, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Dave's been to the Thunderdome. He knows what's up.
It's only got worse.
You haven't been in a while. You need to fly in next time there's a gathering and check out all the new shit. It's fucking even more impressive.
Yeah, and then I'll bring you two down to the armory, and you can see what my Nerf area looks like. Oh boy.
It's going to rival Dan's Lego collection. We'll see.
Yeah, in a much smaller space. So.
One's AJ, garage, the other one's the entire basement.
Yeah. AJ, Money in the Bank thoughts with Seth.
Seth has to cash in for himself because it's still Seth. He's still the narcissistic dickhead that he is. It's just now he's got a crew behind him, and that he's not going to give it to Braun. As different, I will say, as I'm being nice when I'm saying that, different with the idea, that's not going to happen. It's going to be Seth, and he's going to be like, this is what happens when you take opportunities. You take the opportunity to do this. And then you get Braun to suddenly go like, all right, well, I'm going to get this. I'm going to win this match. I'm going to get this match. Royal Rumble comes along. He's a top guy to do it. Or he actually wins it next year. Oh, wait, he's facing Rollins. That's how that would play out for the whole I want it. Because Braun Breaker, even though his uncle is still Scott Steiner, he knows math a little bit better than Scott Steiner.
All right. So here you go, Tunny. We'll still incorporate Braun into this. Match concludes. He runs down Seth Rollins. Braun Breaker comes with, hits the whole shebang, and then allows Seth to cash in and pin. Right now there's that resentment as to why can't I have that, but at least it makes more sense, and then that builds the story going forward as to the fallout of that faction and why Braun would want to face
dumbass
Seth Rollins.
Dumbass.
Fuck it, we already have Goldberg next Monday. Finger poke.
Hated it.
Main event poke of doom.
But it's got to be something else, here, like the ring finger poke of doom or something like
instead,
that.
Instead, Bret Hart comes down and gives Goldberg the cattle prod and Gunther retains. How about that?
Huh? Bret Hart comes down and super kicks Goldberg for 99.
Bret Hart could barely fucking walk up the stairs right now.
Bret Hart dresses up like the Blue Bomber and zip lines in. But he actually sticks the landing.
The blazer?
Bret Hart visits Saturday Night Main Event. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was about to say. Dan, go ahead.
So, well, okay. There's factions for a reason, right? And it's to get these younger guys over. As a man who loves factions and likes the classic, what factions do. Now, this is what's going to happen is Braun Breaker is going to win the title on his own, and that's when the breakup happens. That's the way it always works, right? Is, you know, you think back like Evolution, you know, as soon as Randy Orton won the title, boom, he was out of there, and they you know, took him down. That'll be what happens here. It'll be down the road, though. Seth Rollins is going to cash in on his own.
Oh, my God.
And, Seth Rollins is going to cash in. He's going to win the title. I do believe that's going to happen right away here at Saturday Night's Main Event. And I think that happens because you keep that faction together. He has the title. It makes that faction even more important, makes it bigger. It gets those. They don't have to have. Breaker doesn't have to have the title, or Bronson Reed doesn't have to have the title. They'll get more of that exposure just being there. Rollins has already built-in feuds going on. And I still think, even though I thought it was going to happen this year, that we're going to get Rollins and Punk for a title at WrestleMania. And I think that's going to happen next year. Braun Breaker, whenever they decide to, you know, pull the trigger and give him the title, that's when they're going to break this faction up. And it'll be, you know, whatever, a year or two down the road when that actually happens. But I think right now you got to let that faction keep going and get bigger and bigger and make it important, make it a big part of the story, and continue to get those guys over even more. And I think Rollins leading the charge with the title up, at least up until WrestleMania, and him and Punk going at it next year is fantastic. And I think the way they should do it, going all the way through till at least next year.
Fair enough. Before we get to trivia, one more thing I want to get thoughts on from AJ and Dave, because they're not on every week. They probably won't be on next week when DP and I'll preview Night of Champions. So what are you guys' thoughts on this whole setup for the King of the Ring and Cena versus Punk? Let's go with AJ this time. Let Dave clean up after clean up for once.
So let's see the finals, because I actually had to pull up all that, because I'm like, when is Night of Champions again?
It's next Saturday. Yeah, next Saturday
already. Jesus.
So let's see. Sami Zayn versus Orton. I think Orton it's going to be Orton versus Rhodes, because that has to be the story going into it. Is they both made the promo on SmackDown saying that they need to get to Cena. How do you get to Cena? This is how you get to Cena. It's clear as day. Everyone can see it, because rematch clauses don't exist anymore, unless it's imperative to the story.
Wait. Orton, Rhodes, no contest, triple threat, SummerSlam.
Orton, you're not Rhodes, gonna do that with Orton, the King of the Ring.
Orton and Rhodes versus Cena, and Orton and Rhodes, they just beat the shit out of Cena and they throw him out of the ring, and then Randy lays down and Cody pins him. Saves wrestling. They save wrestling. Book it. Bye. Say it with me, Tony.
No. I don't know what's in that red solo cup,
but go ahead.
That was the fucking drizzling shits there, bud.
Dave can't wait.
I don't even know where my train went off of that one. That was just... Fuck a duck.
The rails?
It went off of it. It's fucking head on into something. I don't know. Insert bad joke here. Anyway, Orton versus Rhodes for King of the Ring. That just makes sense, because they already have things built in where they're going to be nice. They're going to be buddies, and whoever wins gets to face Cena and whatnot. Queen of the Ring. We already got Naomi as Women's Money in the Bank. Got to have caution. So you feel Jade's going to win this. Like, I know everyone's like, it's going to be, it's either going to be Alexa and Asuka versus either Roxanne or Jade. No, Jade's winning this. I don't care who the other participant is, because you're going to have Jade win this. You didn't pay this much money to poach her from AEW to have her lose something that you're trying to make prestigious. It makes no fucking sense. She's going to be the Queen of the Ring. She's going to face Tiffany Stratton, and then you're going to have the feud between Naomi and her. Prestigious. Go fuck yourself. Anyway.
You, sir, I love you so much, because that right there just shows exactly how long we've been working together.
It doesn't help that you're just like, with your hands the entire time. Fucking hell. But yeah, it's gonna be Cody or Orton. I'd rather it be Orton, that way he has another accolade under his belt, and Cody's still doing his chase to redo his story like a really bad novelist, and Jade's gonna face Tiffany at SummerSlam. It's the writing's so clear on the wall, I need to make new paint to make sure that this is just written over.
Yeah, the Jade thing is absolute, and they're going to give her somebody good to work with. So probably like an Asuka to kind of really cement that match. I just think it might be Cody. I mean, Cody just seems inevitable. We already had the multi-man match, so I don't think we're going to do that shit again. Just make it a Cody match and get that shit over with.
So do you think that John needs a redemption arc after losing the title, or he can hold it through December and lose it and just have like the losing and the career being over, just the instant turn back?
Why does Cena need a redemption arc? I mean,
that's how I feel. Like, I feel like he could just be bad with the title all the way until he loses it. And then once he loses it, people are like, it's over. Thank you. That was awesome. And he's, you know, he's John Cena again.
Yeah, no, John Cena needs to go out on his back like real wrestlers do. And
well, that's what I'm saying.
Just finish it.
I'm saying that loss in December would cause that. Other people are saying they want to see him lose before that so he can be a good guy again and wrestle as a good guy in his last match.
No.
He doesn't need that.
He should be a heel. He should finish it like he started and bookend the shit out of that career. That would be amazing. Right. But knowing Cena, they're going to give him a babyface send-off. Eh, whatever.
They're not going to give him a babyface send off. It's just the fans for that event are going to give him the babyface send off. He's going to lay on his back. He's going to lose. He's going to lose to someone.
I can see John opening the first Raw of next year.
Yeah.
What?
When does Peacemaker season 3 start filming?
August. I don't know, but the season 2 comes out August 21st. So, listen to Bandwagon Nerds every Monday morning, ChairShot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms, and thechairshot.com. Always use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Now back to the DWI podcast.
The hell did he just say?
What? Most important thing out of all of that was, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. What about R-Truth?
It would be nice to see him be the one to take it down.
No, you guys' thoughts on... I'm trying to get some stuff that's been happening for you two because you're not on all the time.
I absolutely love the fact that he's basically Ron Killings again, and this is like 2002 NWA TNA. Like, I love this. Make him like that credible threat where it's just like, the fuck you mean I'm just a joke? Nah, I'm not a joke anymore. Oh, he's serious. Oh...
Have him. We need to get Road Dogg back out there, and we like run that whole shit back.
You already Boiler have the dogs. Partnership with you have K-quick. The partnership with AAA and TNA. You could just call them the Three Live Crew.
That's what I'm saying. Do it.
Perfect.
What's Book Conan it. Doing besides being in a wheelchair? Roll his ass out there. Yeah. He's with AAA too.
Well, yeah. Okay, I think it's time to take a break and head to trivia. Next week DP and I will be back to preview Night of Champions, and then make sure you tune in next Saturday, probably 2 hours after the finish of Night of Champions. We will have immediate post PLE reactions. Myself, AJ Belaz, and DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, and maybe other friends as well. But make sure you check that out. DWI 479, AJ Belaz, and Dave Wirtz here with DP and myself, and we're loving it. We'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I say you're not trying to turn left on the street or something. I mean, I missed the beer crack, but anyways, yep, we're back with trivia, and I think Dave's done trivia before.
I feel like he does. I feel like what the the GIF you sent us, he doesn't need a whiteboard.
Probably not.
Oh. Okay, I feel like we're in a list.
No, I don't.
A list trivia, right?
No.
Oh.
No, we're doing no normal list trivia. No.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, Dan and I thought it was list trivia. That's why we. You gotta bring it back up. Dave, you have a piece of paper and a pen?
Jesus.
Got a wall
I'll send
and a
you
marker.
$33, okay? Hold on. Here's the thing. Let me send you another dollar.
I also want to go back to DWI past.
Love the West Tunney Virginia saying, shorts, by the way.
Past of Jesus Christ, don't throw a fucking list unless it's WrestleMania. It's not WrestleMania, so why the fuck is there a list?
No, I said every once in a while, like three times a year, but you haven't been here, so you could have done it. And you send us a fucking meme of Jericho reading a list!
Help me, here's Logan Paul, you're my only hope.
Hey, AJ, I'll just give you the first half. Here's a spoon. DWI 479, here's a spoon.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. Anyway.
A lot of spoon talk. I mean, we are a cooking show, so, you know.
That is true. We are still a cooking show. So, those that have forgotten what trivia is, because, hell, even sometimes I forget what trivia is. Usually we have three questions. I'll let someone pick door number one, door number two, or door number three. Ask the question. There might be more than one answer. Spoiler alert, there is going to be more than one answer for at least one of these questions. And,
Can I just say something? I feel like Jesse Spano in that very controversial episode of Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Jesse Godders in that very controversial wrestling opening where he just rubs himself with body oil.
So your nipples are excited. All right, AJ, back to you.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so.
And with how stimulated they are, I just can't hide it.
It's a good thing the camera's covering that. Anyway.
Thanks for noticing.
Dave, since I don't think you've done trivia, I'll let you pick door number one, door number two, or door number three.
All right. Since my favorite number is 69, we'll take door number three.
Nice. I am not Platt. All right, and ironically enough, there's going to be three answers to this question.
Fuck.
There are three wrestlers with the dishonorable distinction of having the WWE Championship for a day or less. What are those three wrestlers in WWE's record books?
Oh, I have to write.
Yeah, you gotta write down the three wrestlers. And then after the Jeopardy music, we show them and hopefully get home.
Three answers is a doubler, at least. Yeah.
That's fine. I was about to say, Tony, I swear to God, if you lost your fucking pen.
I love my... No, first fucking... We're just going to do a triple here, because first the whiteboard pen didn't work, and then I lost my pen, and I found it, and then I had to play Jeopardy again. I only have one fucking answer written down, so we're playing it one more time after this.
Fine,
probably
I
won't
guess.
Come after another one. I got one of them at the last second.
I love how.
So are we looking for exactly one day in length?
A day
no,
or less.
A day or less. That have held the title for less than a day.
The WWE title?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So not the WWF?
Well, yeah, in the any same lineage.
Them. Oh, even, there's even definitely WWF. More than that.
Well, that's why I said just... in WWE's record books.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
I got one of them wrong, yeah, I think.
I had to look deep.
All right, well, here. Everybody put up their answers.
All right, Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, Yokozuna. Mysterio, Andre, and Daniel Bryan. And Tony put down Andre, Drew, and I don't. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you only had three. So
who's Andre?
Your mom.
5,000.
All right. So the answers under their record books, because they don't count cash-ins for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
Is Rey Mysterio, because he lost it in 2 hours against John Cena on that Raw. Kane, because he had to surrender it.
Oh,
he had to surrender it on Raw with Stone Cold and Taker. And Andre the Giant, because he gave it to $1 million man.
Thank you very much.
That's fucking bullshit.
Hey, Dave's knowing the title of this trivia.
Whoa. Like, again, you didn't even specify that shit. Listen, you could have said that didn't count cash-ins. No,
we didn't know that.
Bullshit.
Yeah, actually, that is bullshit. I would have put down Kane then, so I feel like I should have two as well.
That's why I put down Daniel Bryan.
Shut up, Tony.
All right. Dan, we're either going to make you pee or we're going to make you shit yourself. One or two.
Oh, you should have made him crap. That's bullshit. This is total BS now. For
now
me.
It is. Well, you know I still ain't deucing, so I'm going number one.
All right.
Little.
There's only one wrestler that has this record. What one wrestler has the most WCW tag team championship reigns?
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That is not the song we're going for. There's only one wrestler that has this distinction.
This has got to be wrong, then.
If we want more time, I will also say I am not counting NWA.
Are there any cash-ins involved?
WCW. To cash
a cash-in on the WCW tag team belt.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's a cash-in on a pole, bro.
I'm going to say huge erection then.
Dude, that's awesome.
All right, I got my
I almost
answer.
Want to give you a point just for him.
Oh.
Arn Booker. Booker, it is Booker T.
That sounded too easy.
Yeah, I changed it because it said the one per. Who was he tag team champ without Stevie Ray?
Kevin Nash.
Okay.
It was Kevin Nash. Yeah, it was that. It was like
I know,
a weird. It 2000. Because
I know,
man.
Because I know Arn was tag team champ without Ole, so that's why I came to that reasonable deduction. But I was wrong, and Dan is beating me and Sop by two. With one question to go, and
technicality.
I still only got one more point, so I'd still be up.
Let me tell you what, Dave.
I don't know.
I want to tell you something, Dave. Regardless of the outcome of trivia here tonight, once you hand me my Summerfest hat, we'll both be winners.
Then you gotta give me like $34. That way I get two extra.
Actually, there's $2 in cash I've been walking around with for like 6 months. So I'll get those to you.
Make it in coins, and then my Jewish soul feels so happy.
Okay, I'm gonna find the most used sock I have, wear it fucking for the next 9 days straight, and put 200
Nickels.
Pennies in it.
Hell yeah!
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna give you a $2 bill.
Don't you have a number two to take, Tony?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to delay our inevitable loss here because I feel like this last question is only worth one point. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, DP. I'll drop a deuce.
Who's the first black NWA world champion?
Oh, dear God. Come on.
What?
Oh man, NWA. Is it still Ron? Technically?
Jesus fucking Christ, Tony.
Well, I can't win. Doesn't matter. It's Ron. Hey, guess what, everybody?
It's Ron Simmons.
Dan wins. It's Ron Simmons. Fuck you, AJ.
WCW.
Oh, okay. No? NWA had a black world champion? Oh, it's probably like into the 90s or something. Are we counting NWA TNA? It was before that?
Stop saying things.
Fuck.
I don't really, the NWA. Okay, I didn't know that. I can't think who it was. Ernie Ladd? Is he in NWA?
Jesus Christ. No?
PC Tunny, go fuck yourself, bum bum.
I just have that as a recording whenever we have the trivia go off instead.
I have no idea what the NWA lineage is, but it's mostly in the South.
Dave,
I didn't know. Is it Junkyard Dog?
It's
true. Well, that's okay. I said like it's not like pre fucking. It's not like 80s.
Is it Ernie Ladd?
Is it Ernie Ladd?
Well, you guys gave me shit.
Yeah, it is Ron.
You guys gave me shit.
That needs
was
to
like,
be a sound clip.
Not
like,
the
oh, do you know
NWA.
Who's going to appear? And then you can just drop it with a, is it Ernie Ladd?
No, Grandpa. He died like 20 years ago. Try again.
You're welcome. I took last just for you, Asa.
Dan, the real question is, did you have that before he's like, is it Ron?
Yeah, Ron Simmons. Ron the True Simmons, I think I had written down, and Ron I had to the change the last name, that's all.
Damn. Ron the Truth Simmons.
Make that the episode name.
Richard the Truth Simmons.
I don't have a last call today, so that was it. It's over. It's done.
Okay.
You guys got anything you
want? That's what I think of your fucking trivia.
Well, that's AJ. Don't get mad at me.
Usually how that goes, to be honest with you.
I had no idea he was coming on until like 40 hours ago. I do like your hat, though. Does it come in different colors? Or is that the
no,
one?
No, it doesn't.
That's fine. That I like that. The only other thing I would have, I don't know. I don't even know if I would have liked. I just was wondering. But yeah,
the light,
man.
The light was nice. I hope the fact that that's all one color.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. All right. Well, let's use this time to let everybody know what's going on. We'll let Dave go last. You can find me at PC Tunny. You know, Chairshot Radio Network, all over there. AJ, what's going on with you?
Not much. Hating work, as usual. At least, like I told them, and I'm going to tell all of you right now, I will be back sooner rather than later. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Maybe. Most likely three. Maybe four.
I promise, but I promise you. I promise you, maybe.
Possibly. But yeah, you can follow me at Ernie Ladd's Ghost.
Gonna be really big, best AJ ever. Never seen an AJ like this before.
I'll let you know in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, you can follow me at Ernie Ladd's Ghost. I mean, phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps.
Whatever.
That's all I got.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Dan, tell everybody they can find you in this show.
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP, and follow this show at Podcast DWI on the Elon Musk tool and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
Mr. Wirtz, thank you for coming on the DWI podcast. We miss you over here. Everybody, if you have never heard Aesop's Kayfables, it's some of the greatest shit we've ever done here on this show. And Dan and Dave were there.
It was years ago.
It was years ago, but they put together a great theme and had great stuff, and Dave would go out and get great interviews. And oh yeah, let's hear the theme. What the fuck?
I am the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell.
Welcome to the next chapter of Aesop's Kayfables.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Partake in libations and listen.
I'm waiting for my round of applause.
Yeah, Aesop's K-Fables begins now.
All right, Dave.
Thanks again for coming on. Everybody should look out for a brand new episode of The Oddity sooner than later.
Yes, we will be back on that for sure. And I apologize because that is my bad.
I was not going to say anything. But not only tell everybody that they can find you, but let everybody know what's going on and more locally, like when they can come and check you out.
Yeah, so you can find me at Comedy Sports. I'm there pretty much every Friday and Saturday, if not more days of the week. 7:30 and 10 o'clock shows. I'll be there for at least one of them. You can also check me out at Game Show Bedrooms Milwaukee. I work there as well, doing a bunch of game show experiences. You can listen to me and Tunney on The Oddity, the quickest news summary of the stories you never thought you would hear. And you be on the lookout and listen out for Tunney and I's new podcast, Is It Ron?
No, it's Cake.
Damn.
Hey, girl. It's Goldberg. It's Goldberg.
It's got to be Kane. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. ChairShot Radio Network. All your favorite streaming platforms. Adios, muchachos.
That's Polish, right?
Certainly not Jewish.
Do svidaniya.
Also not Polish.
Domo arigato, Mr. Robato.
There we go. That's the Polish we were looking for.
Danka I bete. Adios.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.